Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Hi, I'm Sherry Contos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Hello and welcome to Consider This. Joe Clark, Sherry Contos, and others. You are listening to the best of Consider This, put together over the last few years of this show. You can find the information from the show on our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, iTunes, and various other places. Obviously, we're here weekly on WILO from 4 to 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings on Shine 99 between 10 and 11 a.m. Consider This really is a show that's much more than just the weekly headlines. We work together to try to give you insights and directions into things that you may want to consider about your financial lives. And the questions come in many directions. You can always reach us on Twitter, hashtag AskBigJoe. And, of course, you can email us your questions. Consider This, that's all one word, Consider This at yourlifeafterwork.com. We break the show down into what we call five critical financial elements. One, always begin with the end in mind. So we start with retirement income. Where is the money going to come from to maintain your standard of living? Number two, then, is the tax plan that needs to be done each and every year before the end of the year. Three is the investment policy statement. What's going to keep you from getting caught in a downturned market without paying attention, without having discipline to how you want to respond? Fourth is life happens. It's the good and bad and ugly of life, the things that we just normally see that take place. Last but not least is the legacy plan. Everything that we do is all about your life after work. That's the name of our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. We want to take what's going on in the world, keep you abreast of changes that matter. Sure, it's always fun to talk about markets and headlines, but what we really want to do is give you things to consider. So as I said, shoot us an email, consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Enjoy the show and keep in touch. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. Over the past 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share with you that process that we use to protect over 700 families and more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry 2 weeks before the crash in 1987. I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and a trust advisor for the last 3 decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the IRS. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 or consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. You are listening to the best of Consider This, put together over the last few years of this show. Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
And I'm drinking coffee while talking on the radio. It's
I
a beautiful
thing. I do that all
thing.
The time.
Yeah, yes, you do. But you don't talk as much as I do. So that's kind of cheating. It's not fair. Hey, you know, it always entertains me when people make statements that are so affirmative. Joe, we know the market is too high. Joe, we know the market is too expensive. Joe, we know the market has ran too long. You know, and it's usually not families that I take care of. It's usually people who are interviewing me or have got their own bias, and what they're wanting is me to agree with their assessment.
They're almost like everybody knows that.
Yes.
You know, okay.
And we're having some crazy things happen in the market right now because people are trying to chase returns because you've got underperforming money managers that are out there. Because they let that attitude seep into their head as well.
Right.
A little bit of a political bias, but there's other issues that go around with it as well. So they said, when would be the worst time to retire? And they're looking at their accounts, and they've got $1 million in their account.
The worst time to retire financially or age-wise?
Financially.
Or financially,
right,
okay.
Financially. So they've got $1 million in an account, and they start making assumptions.
Okay.
Over how much money they can take. And I'll just take you back to the Bad News Bears. And if you spell assume and do some underlining and figure it out.
Right, right, right.
So you have to put in some assumptions. I will tell you that the best time to retire is actually in the middle of a bear market. Actually, at the end of a bear market, if you would know when it was. Because instead of looking at your $1 million account, remember, in order to be a bear, you have to fall in 20% from the top.
Okay.
Right. So suddenly your million's now 800,000. Okay. And now you're making a decision as to whether or not you can live on $800,000 as opposed to a million.
Right. I see.
And then in theory, you will have greater returns. It's called sequencing risk. You'll have greater returns going forward because you've already had the bad years while you were working. Right. The worst time to retire, obviously, would be March 10th of 2000. October 7th of 2007, you've got two of the all-time market peaks.
Right.
You know, and people, you know, I had engineers from General Motors retiring in their early 50s because the accounts were going up 30 and 40% a year in 98, 99.
Yeah.
Right. And it's kind of we're printing cash, you know, I'll be a billionaire by the time I'm 70.
Sure.
You know, and life will be good.
Mm.
Obviously, that is not the plan. So here's what I will tell you when you think about the timing of retirement and how we look at it at the Financial Enhancement Group. When I sit down with people, I help them design a budget. And I don't tell you what to spend your money on. Never will, won't do it, ain't going to happen. What I want to know is how much money does it take to maintain your standard of living, because that's what retirement really is about, your standard of living as it is today. And so Sherry's going to tell me that it's $5,000 a month. I'm going to go, okay, $5,000.
Okay.
I'm going to say, Sherry, how much of that is designed for you to go to the place in Canada, to take the grandkids to Disney, call social expenditures?
Yeah.
Right? And the reason I do that is we're trained academically as a CFP and all of this crazy computer software. When you go to other financial planning firms that they use, we are trained to take what that number is, that $5,000 a month. I'm trained to look at Sherry, to go to her life expectancy, add 5 years, because that gets me to the 97th percentile,
right?
And extrapolate an assumed inflation rate, right? We were taught in CFPville that that number was 3.84% back in the mid-90s.
I remember.
So we're supposed to take that $5,000 and run out Sherry's life expectancy of another 25 years or so, and then look at it and go, Sherry, you clearly don't have enough money to retire because you're going to need $18,000 a month then.
Then, right? Yeah.
So what we're going to do is either increase the risk so we have a higher assumed rate of return. That's crazy. You know, you got the gun in the barrel, one bullet.
Right?
It's that game. Because remember, you only got one shot at retirement, so don't blow this.
Yeah.
Do not let a computer outthink you. Do not let just because everybody else does it make it okay, because it's not, right? So what you do is instead of you taking a higher amount of risk, on the thing, you recognize that at some age, Sherry will slow down. Mm-hmm. Now, demographically, across our country, at age 65, we see what's called discretionary spending begin to slow.
At 65?
At 65. In my practice, it's been 68.
Yeah.
And that tends to be because we have people who weren't at bars at 3 o'clock last night.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or tend to be in better, they've had better access to
healthcare,
et cetera.
Yep.
But I see a notable change at 68. People either can't get away from grandkids,
mm-hmm.
they can't get away from a doctor, or the comfy couch is simply comfy.
Comfy, right?
And you don't want to go anymore, right?
Right.
So the concept, the notion to me that people would continue to assume that social expenditures would rise the same way that fixed expenditures did into your 80s and 90s doesn't make sense.
Right.
So after 30 years of doing this and the first 10 years of behaving, as they would say,
mm-hmm.
doing what I was trained to do as an academic and as a CFP, I now have 90-year-olds with lots of money and not a lot of life.
Yeah, right.
So today what we would do is I would look at you and say, hey, what's that budget,
mm-hmm.
right, divided into social and fixed. That we take the fixed expense, and we do have to assume there's going to be an inflation rate.
Yes.
It is an assumption, but we have to assume there will be that. So you have to extrapolate it out. But the social expense, I flatline.
Yeah, right? At a certain point.
So in purchasing power goes down every year, but you have more money to be able to spend today mm-hmm. in a greater certainty. The second thing we do then is apply the three-year rule. Right. Markets do go up and down. And in 98, 99, markets were shooting way up.
Mm-hmm.
People wanted to come in and adjust their income. We said, no. You know, if it stays up for 3 years, then we'll adjust the income
right.
with an appropriate appropriate rate of withdrawal. If 2008, I had people who wanted to reduce their money coming out. And I understand that nature. But I said, hey, hold on. We have a process for this. We've always had a process for this. We've talked about it before. Do you not think that just because 2008 happened that there's going to be a 2009 and a 2010? And as we all know, the market worked its way back up and right now at all-time highs. So if 3 years the market is still down, or if 3 years the market is still up, when I do your review in year one, like when we did the family updates in 2008, we said, hey, if the market's still down in 3 years, then we'll make an adjustment to your income. Right. If the market is still up in 3 years, we'll make an adjustment to your income. Right.
Okay.
But in the meantime, let's stick to the game plan, because we know markets often get out of whack in the short term.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I can look at an adult and say, hey, especially retiree, you know, over the next 3 years, you may have to make an adjustment. I think most of us are okay with that. What people aren't okay with is adjusting every 6 months, right? You know, oh, goodness, the market went up. I can spend more. The market went down. Oh, no. You know, now cancel the vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes no sense to me. And so we have to have that systematic way of going in. The third thing is to recognize that we do different things with money at different stages of our financial career. When we're talking about retirement, you're going from preservation, where it's the only time that average return matters, but you have to be there beginning, middle, and end to get average.
Right.
Now we're going to distribution, where you truly are pulling money out.
Right.
And your two goals during distribution are to control volatility, number one, and number two, to the tax rate you pay on the average dollar that you pull out. That is our plan of how we're able to take care of this volatility. I don't care if the market's at a peak today when you retire, Sherry. I don't care if it's at an all-time low. With our process, I feel comfortable in saying, here's the amount of money that you can spend comfortably and not have to worry about what's going on. And we've worked hard to develop that process over the last 25 years. It's called Your Life After Work for a reason. I've focused on distribution. It matters, and we're ready to talk to people about it. Hey, we'll have to take a break. Go to the website for more, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and be right back. You are listening to the best of Consider This, put together over the last few years of this show.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
You are listening to the best of Consider This, put together over the last few years of this show. Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. Sherry's favorite part of the show. She gets to ask me questions that I may or may know nothing. I know nothing about the topic until she presents it. And then maybe I know or know something. What I will tell you is I would always recommend, and just to follow up that last segment, that if you're out there and you care about your finances, I think, one, you need to find a fiduciary, that somebody that's going to treat your money as if it were your, if it was theirs, and they were in the same situation. Second, I think you need to find a business model. You know, it's you need to ask that person, how do you know you're going to be in business next year?
Yeah, that's
people
a good.
Don't
point.
Ask that question, right? The the guy who asked me and said, hey, I'm looking for a CFP, so he knew that he wanted somebody to be credentialed, so that they had formal education in this, and wasn't just calling themselves a wealth manager or a financial planner. I think that was important. 10 years more of experience. Lord knows I know more today, 29 years later, than I knew the first day out of CFP, school.
Yeah.
I mean, that just is a natural part that happens.
Seeing
more things.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, there's five others that are on the team that are on the CFP program. One's already another certified financial planner. I think that's an important thing to have.
Right.
Anyhow. Into Soapbox. Sherry, you're up.
Okay, so today, I mean, I'm a little nervous about this because I don't know anything about this topic. I chose one that always confuses me, and I have a tendency to be negative about it.
Aha, okay.
So this is about put options.
Okay.
Put options. Prices are plunging, so buy a put. That's the title of the...
Prices are plunging, so buy a put.
So I would like you, first of all, to explain, and I know there are different... types. I was reading about the marriage put.
There's all sorts
all kinds of puts. But for me, put option has always meant insurance policy against falling prices.
So here's where you're going with, you know what, you don't know what you don't know, but you don't know what our listeners, many of you have never heard of an option or been exposed to it.
Right. Yep,
right.
Yep.
So let's start there.
Right.
An option is something that merely gives you the right to do something.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's always priced based on time and the expected level of volatility.
Right.
Okay. That's how it's priced. So there are options that are called call options.
Right.
Call options are ones that give you the ability to buy a stock in the future at a price that you're going to state. So let's say there's a stock that's $100 a share. And you're willing to, because you don't have as much money right now, or you like trading in options, which are time and volatility.
Right.
So you may buy an option from somebody. Sherry may own Apple, right?
Right.
And you may want to buy an option that says, I'm willing to buy Apple at $145 a share, which is a little more than where it's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so so you get a charge, what's called a premium. Right. Because you're selling me the option to buy Apple at a price.
So what is the product?
That is the product.
The product is not the stock. The product is the ability to buy the stock.
The ability to buy that stock at a given price within a given date.
Like I'm buying the right. Like if you own the stock, I'm buying the right to buy your stock. You're signing off on it.
Yeah, and you can buy other stock to cover it if you want to. You don't necessarily have to sell your Apple.
This is why I don't.
You can buy more Apple, but that's a call, and it's in my opinion, it's relatively aggressive. We don't use them for anybody in here in the families we serve. There is a big shop in Indianapolis, friends of mine, that went around the world and told people that options were a very safe investment and lost a lot of money for people in the last year, which is very, very difficult to do. But anyhow, that's a call. When you have no volatility and options are based on volatility and time,
right.
You can lose money quickly, right?
Yeah.
So what's a put? A put is when I have the right to sell you my stock at a given price. And that's where you have... not at a given price. Well, let's say I owned a company that's now $100 a share.
Yeah.
But I'm fearful it's going to go down.
Right, exactly.
Right? And I'm fearful.
That's the situation.
And the key word is here, you have to hear, folks, is fear.
Okay.
I buy insurance on my cars and on my house for the fear of something bad occurring.
Right. That's why I say this is a fear-based.
But that's on a put, not a call.
Okay.
So I buy a put. Mm-hmm. So I've got my stock at $100 a share, and I fear that it could fall to 60.
And I don't want it to.
But I don't want to sell it, but I don't want it to fall to 60.
Right, okay.
So I buy an insurance policy that says if it happens to fall to 80 or below, you have to buy it at 80. So I wake up one morning and it falls to 60, but I've got an insurance policy that only let it fall to 80. Now Sherry, because she bought the put, has to come up with the other money. Okay.
Jeez.
You've got to come up with the money to do it.
Okay.
So why did you buy the put? Now, this is something that we do use inside of the Financial Enhancement Group.
Okay.
Because people pay extra for fear.
Okay.
Right? People tend to over-assess risk.
Right.
And they will buy puts that don't necessarily ever come to fruition.
Right.
But they sleep better at night. So anytime you buy an insurance policy, what do you pay?
The premium.
A premium. A premium's income.
So if I'm buying a put, I'm paying a premium.
Absolutely. And I'm writing the insurance policy. Me, Joe Clark, and my brokerage account.
Okay.
I'm writing the insurance policy. It's called writing a put.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm writing the insurance policy. So I've agreed to cover your $100 stock.
Mm-hmm.
Anything between 180 is not on me at all.
Mm-hmm.
But if it falls below 80, I have to pay you the difference. I've got to cover it.
So why would you do that? Because you don't think
I don't believe it'll fall below 80.
I see.
And the tendency is for people to overpay premiums. That's why insurance companies have big buildings.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you don't see Progressive going under or Geico going under. Yeah. You don't see Allstate going under.
Right.
People pay more in premiums than what they necessarily need to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But to protect yourself, you're willing to pay that. In the pool of things, you're okay. So we don't buy a put unless it's an odd situation.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a very odd situation. What we do is buy a group of them that have covered a bunch of companies without a lot of volatility, where we believe people are paying for more fear than they ought to be. And maybe one or two of them are wrong, but 8 or 15 of them are right. And we end up collecting a premium, a payment, that is greater than what we could get in buying a simple bond or certainly a CD or something of that nature. Should this be 20% of your portfolio? Not in my opinion. Should it be 5 to 8% of your portfolio? It very might fit.
Really?
Absolutely.
And, wow.
And it's something as a fiduciary, right? My job is to treat your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation.
Yeah.
But so you don't put too much there.
No, but how would a normal, regular average...
It wouldn't, Sherry, for God's sakes. This is what
what I'm saying. No,
this is what I'm saying. You write grants. I don't write grants. Not my job. You know, I looked at the nurse that came to the library the other day and she said, Joe, how do I figure this out? And I looked at her and I said, you know, I'm glad you're here. You know, who in the world will come to the library at 6 o'clock on a sunny summer evening to hear somebody talk about tax and investing? And the answer is she did. And she goes, how do I figure this out on my own? And I said, what would you do if I told you I was going to show up tomorrow with a stethoscope and a needle and play nurse?
Yes,
she said, well, you can't do that.
Uh-huh.
The bad news is in the United States of America, we do not let you do anything that kills you quickly.
Right.
Right. We will not give you Vicodin. Mm-mm. We will not let you shoot yourself with medicine. We will not let you do it, but it's something that kills you slowly.
Yeah.
Tobacco, alcohol.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Managing your own money.
Yeah.
Right. We think it's our God-given right, and we ought to be able to do it. And folks, some of you are really getting hurt. And yes, it's a passion of mine, but there's tools that are out there. There's a reason why there's 25 of us on a team. We all need help. Shoot us an email, folks. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Take a break and be right back. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free.
Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We are here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to the welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark. I almost said the Market Carver, Sherry.
Oh, wow. No.
Market Carver is a video newsletter that we send out every week. It's free to the people who listen to this show and are friends of the Financial Enhancement Group. Our families get a longer one, the ones we take care of, but we're happy to give you a shorter one. I'm going to talk about it later in the show today, but you can go to yourlifeafterwork.com and get signed up for the Market Carver. What we're going to talk about today, it happened again, Sherry, and somebody who was taking care of their own money.
Yes.
Remember, we're fiduciary, so we don't sell anything at the Financial Enhancement Group. I have to take care of you as if it were my own money and I were in your situation. If you're working with a broker or an insurance agent, you're your own fiduciary.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so this guy got a letter in the mail.
Yes.
He had $1 million account.
Yes.
It was inside of an annuity.
Uh-huh.
And he had rolled over a 401k, hadn't needed the money, and all of a sudden got a letter saying that he had to take out a certain amount of money this year.
Okay.
Okay? And he's married, so the number was right around $35,000, and he about had a cow.
Woo.
So he sees me on the golf course, and he goes, Joseph, I don't understand what in the world just happened here.
Mm.
Somehow or another, a guy with $1 million didn't know what a required minimum distribution was.
Mm.
He thought he had an annuity contract. Thus, he didn't have an IRA anymore, and that would avoid the required minimum distribution.
Wow.
That is inaccurate. And then if you ever come to any of our workshops, I'll teach you that you've got stocks, bonds, and cash that are investments.
Mm-hmm.
That is wrapped around something else that's usually a packaged product called a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund. And that could be wrapped around another thing called a tax code. The tax code could be a 401k, a 403b, IRA, and it may or may not have a Roth option. In between the packaged mutual fund and the tax code, there can be another wrapper that's based on the insurance industry.
Mm.
And annuities can be IRAs or they cannot be IRAs.
Mm.
If you have an annuity that is not an IRA, no, there is not a required minimum distribution.
So his was an IRA.
His was an IRA. And he should have known that because it came from a 401k that he rolled over and thought that he could manage on his own. And he did a good job managing the money. He just missed this required minimum distribution. He goes, Joseph,
what am I
supposed to do with this $35,000 that I don't want to pay taxes on and I don't need? Right?
Oh, wow.
So there's a couple things that he can do. There's a new provision that came out a couple years ago that's called a QLAC, Qualified Lifetime Annuity Contract. And what it lets you do is delay a portion of the required minimum distribution. You literally take it's a limited amount of money, but in his case, about 10%, a little more, that he could take and defer until a later age so that he didn't have to take a required minimum distribution on it. And if he died early, he had some guaranteed income that was along the way. That's one thing that he could do. The second thing that he could do is do the QCDs, or Qualified Charitable Distributions. And in this case, that's where you take that required minimum distribution. You cannot touch it. You take that money and you give it directly to a charity, a 501c3 organization, or church, university, place like that. Now, hear me carefully on this. If you do a qualified charitable distribution, there are a few rules. Rule number one, Sherry, it has to go directly to the charity.
Right.
So you can't take the money out
and then give it.
Read an article, hear my show, and go, ooh, I want to give that money now.
Right. Okay? Yeah.
So you can do it with the required minimum distribution, but you can also do it up to $100,000 a year if you wanted to, even if that's more than your required minimum distribution.
Okay.
If your RMD is more than 100, you're still limited to 100. Okay.
Okay.
I have people that have to take out more than $100,000 a year.
Wow.
And remember, that's each of you. So if you have a hubby and a wife and you each have to take out 85, got one of those, you could give away both of those 85s. Okay.
But you can't receive it.
No, you can't get it. Has to go to the charity. Rule number one.
Okay. Got it.
Rule number two, it has to go to the general fund.
Of
right?
the charity.
So think about my church.
Yeah.
I cannot leave money behind to the missions committee. Now, I can leave money, I can give money out of an RMD if I were that age. I'm 51, not near that. But if I had it and I was going to make a gift to a missions charity, so a 501c3 like CSI in Muncie, it's a missions group, I could leave the money to them.
But you couldn't specify.
I say leave. I could gift it to them as a QCD.
Right.
But I couldn't gift an individual missionary.
Right, exactly.
Okay?
Got it.
The third thing is I can't get any material or notoriety or anything for it. There can't be the big Joe Clark Hall.
Yes. Right? Yeah, I can't build a building.
So here's the importance of understanding that. The wirehouses, even TD Ameritrade, where we keep all of our money, Schwab, Fidelity, they all kind of got together and said, listen, we don't want the responsibility for Sherry's mom making a gift and following all three of those rules. So we're going to send Sherry's mom a 1099 like she took the money out and spent it.
Even though she's not doing that.
Even though you gave it to the charity.
You're kidding.
Which is one more time why I try to remind you that there is nothing that will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah.
Right? He did a fine job getting to the $1 million.
Okay.
He didn't understand required minimum distributions, which has nothing to do with investing, has everything to do with tax and recognition of income.
Yeah.
Didn't understand what a QCD was, right? But what happens to people, and we have this happen every year, it's why we work so closely with people's CPAs. You know, the FEG One Stop is designed to have competent CPAs and competent estate planning attorneys work with financial people who get it and know what's going on. We force that one stop. You come to one location, you've got all three entities working together, making sure that things happen. And they're separate entities, but they come to one location to make life simpler. The point is, if we don't remind your mom, right, because at 70 you may remember.
Right.
But at 85 you may not.
Right.
You just give your CPA the stuff, as we say. The CPA doesn't know that you gave it, right? And so you've got to go in and look at that 1099, and the CPA has to, on the 1040, make a note that says, hey, this is a QCD. Some churches, mine church, does not send out even a gift receipt that says, hey, there was a gift made.
Really?
Because it's not, they know it's a QCD. It says it's a QCD right on the distribution. Right? And so they don't even look at it that way. The church puts it in the coffers. And you don't even have anything to remind you unless you pay attention to this. So those are the issues that he had to deal with.
You're telling me that they send them a 1099 even though they know that? Even though they know?
They don't want to be, they being the custodian.
Right.
Do not want to be liable for those three things being met. I mean, newsflash, there are crooks in this world.
Yes,
right? There are people who will say, hey, I'm a 501c3 organization.
Yep.
Donate to my peanut factory.
Sure, yeah.
Right? And it's not a 501c3. Thus, it wouldn't be a qualified charitable distribution.
I get it.
And TD Ameritrade, Schwab, Fidelity, none of them want to be on the hook for making that decision, if you will, in terms of what's going on. There are some other strategies that we use to help people prepare for required minimum distributions that we've talked about on the show. Bracket bumping is one of those, making sure when you recognize you're going to have to pay income tax on a required minimum distribution at a certain level, it's important understanding that. We'll spend another time talking about the bracket bumping. Roth conversions, obviously, are another strategy that can be employed for people that are under 59 and a half that effectively are doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. People wake up some mornings, right, and they didn't talk to their parents, and they inherited $1 million IRA, and they go, my goodness, now all of a sudden I have $2 million of tax-deferred money. The inherited IRA, they've got to take required minimum distributions today. They know they're going to have to in the future. And it's time to start making some changes, thinking about younger spouse contributions. There's a lot of strategies that are there that we can't get into right now. But this is an important conversation.
Wow.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark. For more, you can go to yourlifeafterwork.com. Give us a call, 800-928-4001.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Now National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
You are listening to the best of Consider This, put together over the last few years of this show. Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
Happy to have you along. Yep. Hey, folks, remember, there are five segments to the show, and whatever station you're listening to, you only get four because of timing. But you can get the whole show at yourlifeafterwork.com or iTunes. Consider This with Big Joe Clark. This is the Sherry segment where she's able to bring in questions things that she wants to talk about. I'm not allowed to know the topic ahead of time, so every now and then she gets me stumped.
I do. Well, I don't know if I've ever stumped you.
Well,
I've
tried
lots of times.
All right, what are we up to today?
Okay, I have two questions. The first one's pretty quick, and we have talked about this before. You mentioned it earlier on this show, actually. So I have friends, several friends. I'm a few months older than you, just a mere number of hours. And so a lot of my friends are thinking about retirement. They're not there yet, but they're thinking about it, planning on it. You mentioned somebody who was retired, wanted to consider purchasing a home that was a lot more expensive than their current home, and looking at their investment counts to leave them as they are and taking out instead a mortgage. And so my question is this, because I was asked this by some people that are actually considering something similar but are not retired yet. Mm-hmm. Their question is, does a mortgage company look at investment income the same way they look at regular income?
If you have a broker, in most cases, the answer is no.
Okay.
If you have a fiduciary who is got some credentials behind their name and some experience, then in most of the cases, they're okay. So I will call the banker. Happens mm-hmm. all the time.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I do this on a regular basis. I will call the banker. And, you know, we have people with a lot more than $1 million in an IRA.
Sure.
That don't need it for income, and we're not adding it to their tax return. So their taxable income, which is what a banker looks at, mm-hmm. maybe $80,000 a year between their Social Security and what they need to take out of their IRA or out of their accounts.
Right.
But I'm sitting on the ability to be able to provide a $5,000 additional monthly income if they need it.
If they need it. Right. Exactly.
And so what I'm able to do then is to write a letter. I have to sign it and say, you know, as a CFP and as a fiduciary, and based on where we are in the processes, we could add another $5,000 a month to the account.
If we needed to.
If we needed to. And okay. I've not had ever a banker not accept that.
Mm.
They put it in the file for the regulators because that's really what you have to prove.
Right.
You know, the banking world, it is all about when the regulator comes in, can they prove that they didn't give Joe a loan that they would have given to Sherry? Vice versa.
Right? I see. So they can't
pick and choose on individual right. loans like they used to.
There can be no prejudicial right. kind of treatment.
Age, race. You know, any of that other stuff. So you got to be able to be covered. But yes, you can count investment income. You can count your assets, not the asset itself,
but the income, derived from
it. That could be derived from it.
Potential.
They will take and accept if you're working with somebody that knows how to write the letter and has done this for a while.
That's interesting. So they will look at the advisor.
Mm-hmm. Not all advisors.
They'll consider.
Yeah. I mean, this is... You know, we've been around for a while.
Yeah.
350 million plus in assets.
Sure.
So, yeah,
sure.
they give us a little bit of credence to the process in terms of what's going on.
Okay.
Now, the question always becomes, should you?
Right.
Right?
Right.
And, you know, we talked about that in another segment on the show. Should you use your assets or mm-hmm. should you use the income off the assets
mm-hmm.
To be able to buy that other home? And
right.
the common belief is when I reach a certain age, I'm going to downsize. And I see that happen a lot. But what doesn't downsize is the cost.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
the assumption is, hey, I'm going to get rid of my $200,000 house and buy a $100,000 condo. Yeah, ain't happening.
Mm.
You buy a smaller place, but usually the price is equal to or greater than, in my experience, almost across the board.
Right.
So when we look at that and understand that, you, again, get into people's individual situations to see what is going on and what is the best thing. Always start with the tax plan.
Sure.
Right? What is the best thing from the tax structure? Because if you don't understand how that will help or hinder you, you will have a problem.
Right.
Mortgage brokers continue to tell people that mortgage interest is deductible. And it is deductible. However, the standard deduction is now so large that in many cases... It's an immaterial point.
Sure, right?
If married, filing jointly, you got $24,000 this year of itemized deductible expenses or of a standard deduction that you can take. You're limited to $10,000 in state and local taxes. You have your charitable gifting. And for many people, the mortgage interest simply isn't high enough with the charitable stuff to get them above 24.
Yeah.
So you have to keep that in consideration.
Okay. Well, so in the remaining... number of minutes here in my segment, I want to talk about my friends and even to some extent me.
Yeah, it's all about Sherry.
It's all about me. That are in the preservation stage of finance.
Preservation is when you're not pulling any money out yet,
mm-hmm.
right? So you may be saving, you may not be saving, but you've got this pile of money that is hopefully still growing.
It's accumulating. It's growing. But you know you're going to be entering distribution
mm-hmm.
probably, you don't know when, maybe mm-hmm. the next 5 years, maybe the next 10 years, depends on how long you want to work. And I know that you do a practice year when you get, you know, real close mm-hmm. to retirement. But what about those of us who aren't there yet, but we know it's not like, you know, decades down the future.
Right.
What should we be considering right now that we, I mean, what's in our thought process? Should we be keeping?
Okay, so the first thing you do is you examine what your existing mailbox checks are. Those are checks that are coming in that you cannot stop. That could be pension. That could be Social Security you elected to take early.
Mm-hmm.
If you're over 70, they required minimum distributions.
Okay.
We do have people who are 70 who still want to work.
Right.
I think three of them retired last year or this year. But what we do then is look to figure out what tax bracket you are going to be forced to be in because of the mailbox checks.
Sure. Okay.
So if that's the 12% bracket, or if that's the 22% bracket.
You mean at retirement?
No, right now.
Okay.
And then what will it be at retirement based on what we know about the mailbox checks then?
Sure.
As well as required minimum distributions when they hit.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens in many cases is we have people begin to either do Roth conversions now up to that what we call bracket bumping.
Yeah.
Up to that bracket that they're stuck in already. We just don't want to push them into another bracket.
One, yep.
We certainly don't want to make Medicare Part B premiums any higher. So we pay attention to that as well before the bracket bumping, depending, again, where you are. But we either do Roth conversions or we have people simply take money out and put it in an account that is after tax. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I've got people literally with $1 million accounts that are in the 10% bracket just because they don't have the income.
Right.
And I look at him and go, listen, when you get to 70 and a half, well, you're going to be in the 22% bracket just because of withdrawals.
Mm.
So if I can take money out today and pay the IRS 12 is a lot better than 22.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And the tax
yeah.
codes could sunset, you know, in 2020 to 2026, depending on who you talk to.
Yeah.
And the brackets could go back up. So it's a good question, but it really is that. And then there's the third component, any assumed or known inheritance.
Mm.
And factoring that in as well, because it should change your asset mix if you're paying attention to this stuff properly.
Yep.
Good question.
You are listening to the best of Consider This, put together over the last few years of this show.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.